Welcome to Frank Jordan's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Commentary. Now, here's Frank.
You know, never ask a barber if you need a haircut or a surgeon if you need surgery. Think about it, and let's talk about life. As we age, we all worry about dementia and losing our ability to think properly, remember clearly, and to pay attention in order to be aware of our surroundings and responsive in communications. We don't want to be unaware we told the same story three times in an hour and have left a hot skillet on burning burners after assuming we had turned off the heat. A study from the University of Washington of 3,434 people age 65 and older has linked long-term usage of several drugs to dementia. The study itself did not set forth any brand names associated with the various drugs as ingredients. We've got some big words coming, so listen close. Included are some tricyclic antidepressants, antihistamines used to treat hay fever and allergies, and antimuscarinics for treating urinary incontinence, both prescription and over-the-counter. All the study drugs have an anticholinergic effect. An anticholinergic agent is a substance that blocks the neurotransmitter acetylcholine in the central and peripheral nervous systems. Acetylcholine in the central nervous system plays a role in attention and arousal. In the peripheral nervous system, acetylcholine works to activate muscles. Leaflets accompanying the drug studied already warned of the possibility of memory and attention span issues plus dry mouth. But then when was the last time you read one of those leaflets, usually in tiny print, and particularly if on a prescription drug? But now, there is also a potentially higher risk of dementia associated with long-term usage. Let's be more specific. The extensive study concluded people over 65 for more than 3 years taking at minimum 10 milligrams daily of doxepin, an antidepressant also used in Hives treatment, or 4 milligrams daily of diphenhydramine, that's a sleep and allergy aid, or 5 milligrams a day of oxybutynin as a urinary incontinence drug are at greater risk for developing dementia. Diphenhydramine is an FDA-approved, non-prescription sleep aid. You probably know this widely used product. It's been out there for decades under the trade name Benadryl. Since I took Benadryl for asthma for literally years, I have a special interest in this study. Did I tell you I have a special interest in this study? Oxybutynin is marketed as Ditropin and Lyrinil XL and is also known to cause severe dry mouth and a calcium deficiency in need of supplementation with 800 milligrams daily suggested. Experts stated people taking these substances should not stop taking the medicine studied, and if worried, just consult your physician and maybe reduce your dosage. My advice? Recognize a risk. Research and respond to your condition to be healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Hi, this is Frank Jordan. Many years ago, Doug Coffin and I were the first team on Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. Many of you wanted a really potent nutritional way to help your body address fungus, and Doug's duo was born. The NSC 160 count is joined with the NSC caprylic acid at a super savings of 50%, only $64.95. Thousands of you in the past decade have purchased Doug's duo again and again. If you haven't tried it, try it now by calling 888-541-3997 or at NSC24.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The products mentioned are not intended to diagnose, mitigate, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You are a precious child of God for which He has given a special talent as a gift. We can all share a smile and encouragement with others. So reach out to bring sunshine instead of gloom to those you bless today with your presence. Now go knowing when you can't, Beta Glue can.